Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios, it's time for St. Louis Business Radio. Now here's your host, Michael Greenberg.
Good morning. Today on Talk with the Top, we're talking with the best in innovative learning and Parkway Spark. Jennifer, what is Parkway Spark?
Parkway Spark is an experiential learning opportunity for high school juniors and seniors in the Parkway School District to really kind of dive in deep and learn a lot about the industries that interest them most. So we have strands in incubator, so entrepreneurship and innovation. We also have strands in health sciences, technology, teaching and learning, and starting next year, we'll be launching bioscience and engineering.
Fantastic. And today we're broadcasting out of the incubator. Xantha, when did the incubator open?
We actually started the program last school year, so August of 2014. And we started with 20 students and we had 8 businesses. And this year, the school district 2015-16, we started with 28 students and 14 businesses.
Fantastic. And tell me a bit about your businesses.
Okay, so in the Spark Incubator, we have quite a few. It's a true incubator, so the students actually get into the program by launching a one-minute video like Shark Tank, and they're evaluated by entrepreneurs and to be picked in the program. And then the first 6 weeks, they validate their product or their idea or their service, and then and they train for pitch competitions. So this year, we actually have Allison, who's here, and she can talk in just a second, and Zara. We have 2 jewelry businesses and both give back to a cause. It's a one-for-one. Both are one-for-one companies. We have a headband company called Wrap With Love that also gives back to kids with cancer. We have Freed Notebook, which is they design school supplies, and they give for every notebook sold, they donate to school supply in a third world country. We have some products that are in idea stage still, and we have a vinyl monogramming company and a few other things.
Great. And Jennifer, it sounds like a lot of these businesses have a social impact. Was that built into the foundation of Spark, or did the kids come up with it on their own?
You know, I think we always hoped that there would be kind of a give back or social impact model, but we also felt like it was important to let the students kind of pursue their personal interests when it came to that. As we've interacted with these students over the last 2 years, that's really been their drive and their commitment, and we've just done work to support that. So it's been really kind of an unintended but positive impact of the program.
Great. Now, Zara, Allison, what made you decide to give back?
So my business, it's a hand-stamped jewelry business, and I donate a portion of my profits to Chad's Coalition for Mental Health. The whole business is inspired by my brother, who passed away in September of 2014. He suffered from depression and he ended up taking his own life. And Chad's provides counseling and goes into schools and does presentations on suicide prevention and signs of suicide. And so it's a really important cause to me. And so I felt like if I was gonna do a business that I could have some charitable side to that, that would be the organization that I wanted to donate to.
Very powerful. Zara?
Me personally, I've always wanted to be part of something in which I could give back to those in need, especially because my family, like, they weren't born in America. They came here as refugees, like my mom's side of the family. So they had a rough past at the beginning. So growing up, I've always wanted to give back to people who've had similar lives to my family. And so my friend Claire and I, we decided to sponsor this family in China. So through our jewelry business, we hand make all of our pieces. We donate a portion of our proceeds to the family that we're sponsoring. And also we give back to orphans in need in Afghanistan. And we have an event coming up at BJC Children's Hospital to make jewelry with children with cancers and make them feel loved, because that's the main point of our business.
Jennifer, now, obviously, these are 2 jewelry businesses. They're both giving back to the community, which is fantastic. But I'm sure along the way, all businesses make mistakes. Have you seen any mistakes with Spark from the beginning?
Well, certainly, you know, when the idea was born for Spark in Parkway, after pulling together some community groups and task forces to really think about this, you know, as we started to engage with business, they were ready, they were committed, and they were on board. And so they were ready to get started right then. We decided to launch early with not all the details figured out. you know, we kind of joke that that was version 1.0 and that we're always learning and reflecting. And so, you know, I think in year one, there are things that we improved for year two. I wouldn't say that we've had any major mistakes. I think all the while our students have been learning and growing, but at the same time, we've been learning and growing. And I think that kind of having that vulnerability visible to students is powerful to let them know that we don't have all of the details figured out. But as long as we kind of have a growth and entrepreneurial mindset, you know, we're all going to make progress throughout the year.
Xantha, what have you learned for the incubator this year?
Oh, my. Okay. So since Spark is a collaborative learning space where high school students come from all four of our Parkway schools, and they come together to work with mentors to take their idea to launch a business, it's a startup within itself. So this is really our second year of the startup, and we've made lots of mistakes. And the first thing that we really realized that we're trying to instill with the students is that's how we learn and that's how we get better. So, you know, the fail fast method is definitely something we practice here all the time. But I think the biggest challenge for me this year is really how to take, we started last year with 5 mentors. This year we have, you know, 14 lead mentors that come in, you know, constantly. And then we have a lot of other mentors, the guest speakers and, you know, friends of Spark that, you know, come in frequently. It's really figuring out how to train them and utilize them so that the students actually and the mentors have the best relationship and the most productive. So that's been my biggest challenge.
Mentors are a big part of Spark. Allison, would you like to tell us a little bit about your mentors?
Sure. So I actually, so when I started the school year, I was actually working on a different project. I was working on a book, and so I had a different mentor than I had a different mentor than I do now. So this semester, when I started with my jewelry business, I had, I'm working with 2 mentors right now, and they're helping me get into some brick and mortar stores in St. Louis, and they're really helping me with my business because I haven't had a ton of guidance thus far because I just switched into a business instead of, since I was writing a book previously. And so it's a whole different, it's a whole different path. And so they're helping me a lot with just basic business principles. And yeah, they usually come in once a week and we work on a lot of different, we just work on anything that I need help with. So they're really helpful.
Fantastic. Now, tell us about your mentors.
Starting out, I had a mentor, Todd Winehouse, and he owns a boutique called Pulse, which is now also online. And he really helped us figure out what kind of designs we should have in our jewelry business that keep up with the latest trends. And I think that really helped us to be able to reach out to our market, to our customers, and provide them with things that they really want. After Todd, we met a new mentor, Drew Weckbach, and I think he has greatly impacted us the most, especially helping my team and I feel motivated and determined to have a successful business. He really helped us with the legal works, like the getting our LLC, getting a bank account for our business, and really preparing us for the real world. Like, I feel like Drew has really helped us in that way to know what having an actual business as an adult is like. And we're doing this while we're in high school. So I really appreciate that from Drew.
Fantastic. And with that, I'm sure you made a couple mistakes while you were starting out. Yeah. Tell us about your biggest one.
We did have one huge mistake, and that is when we were starting Shoosh, my partner, Clara Sun, she had a bunch of the money. It was about 1,000 or 2 from our profits. She kept that at home, actually, instead of, because we didn't have a bank account at that time. So she kept it at home, actually under her bed. And after telling Xantha about this and Drew and other mentors, people were getting really frustrated with us. And I personally got frustrated as well, because we want to keep the money somewhere safe and accessible, through which like any person in our Shoosh team could access and use that money to purchase supplies and stuff. And obviously under a bed is not the right place for that. So once again, thanks to Drew, we became determined to open a bank account and put all the money in there. So we have that business account now established, and we also have debit cards through which we could purchase supplies way easier than, you know, going to Clara and asking for money from under her bed.
Fantastic. So, Jennifer, do all the Spark tracks have mentors?
Yes, and they all kind of present themselves a little bit differently, you know, in healthcare, instead of our healthcare mentors coming out to students, they come out and do guest speaking, for example, but those students actually push in and do clinical rotations at the hospital. So they have a lot of kind of on-site, in-the-moment mentoring versus some of that long-term commitment that our incubator students experience. We really allow industry to lead and design what the experience for that strand should look like. And so we pull together a team of professionals and we really just ask for their vision. And then we make it our work to actualize that vision and figure out what barriers might stand in the way and how do we progress forward.
Wonderful. Allison, you mentioned your mentors taught you a lot about basic business skills. Could you elaborate a little bit on what specific skills you were missing?
Sure. So when I was in middle school, I tried to start a few businesses, but they always kind of failed because I didn't know, like, what I was really supposed to do with it. Like, I would start selling things and I wouldn't do anything with it. So one of the big things was investing money back into my business. What I would do is, before I started Spark, if I would sell something, I would just immediately spend that money on something else not related to my business. And so that was a big thing. And then also, writing professional emails is something that I'm working on right now, and just reaching out to someone professionally and to make business connections is a big thing that I think everyone's been working on in the program, but I've especially kind of learned a lot with that. But also, like I said, I've been working with these mentors for just a couple of months right now, but those are probably the biggest things, is knowing what to do with the money once I've made some, and just learning how to network professionally.
And Zara, it sounds like you've had your business operating for a bit and you've made a little bit as well. How do you deal with reinvestment and with your cash flow?
So we've had, since we started our business in June of 2015, that's when it officially started, and then we brought it into Spark and made it even more formal. We've had about like profits of approximately $5,000, and with that money, we have been able to donate about 1,000 of it to the family in China, and we keep track of all of this. After we get the profits, we divide it by like percentages to make sure like nothing is uneven and we have everything fairly distributed. And we also use our proceeds towards our supplies. We currently get our supplies from stores like Hobby Lobby and Michaels, which is pretty expensive, but they're also good quality products. So that's what a lot of our money goes towards right now. I think the fact that we have a bank account, again, like that keeps it all in track and organized. So that's where most of our money is going. And I feel like Spark has really helped me understand that I can't blow off money as soon as I make it. I have to keep track of it, you know, keep it for things that are actually more important, like supply, so I could make more money off of that. And this is something that I've learned as a high schooler. So, and I really appreciate that from Spark, because if I wouldn't have done the Spark program, I feel like I wouldn't have really had this experience as a businesswoman in the future.
Wonderful. And Jennifer, is Spark free for all students?
Yes. So Spark is available to all juniors and seniors who are on track to graduate. So we really try and welcome anyone in. We have had students who are, high flyer honors, AP, high GPA students, down to students that are somewhat disengaged in traditional high school and maybe not finding success. And when they all come together, the interesting thing is you don't really know who's who in this kind of environment, because it's just a different skill set that I don't think students have the opportunity to necessarily foster and develop when they're in that traditional setting.
Xantha, tell us a little bit more about that skill set that you're fostering in students.
Okay, so when we first started Spark, we thought, okay, this would be great. They'll learn the basic business skills, marketing, accounting, distribution. But we've learned that it's much, much more than that. It's the life essential skills, networking and setting meeting agendas with their mentors, going to events all over town. We're heavily involved in the St. Louis startup scene. So these kids at the age of 16 and 17 are learning to assess what they're working on, identify their challenges, and then reach out to professionals to get help. And that's amazing. I didn't learn that till I was 42 years old, and now they're learning it at 16. And I think that's one of the most valuable skills, as well as communication and really time management and being productive. So we've seen from last year's graduates from Spark, they all did extremely well at their first semester in college. They came back and said, oh, it's easy, which I thought that was great. And I think it's more because of time management skills. They knew how to manage their college life with their studies, you know, in their businesses. So I think that's something they're definitely learned here. Now, is it a challenge for them? Absolutely. Are some days great? Absolutely. Some days they're in a lull, just like any other business. So, and that's part of my job as well, is to help try to motivate and bring in resources to actually help them and to take them to the next level.
Allison, how do you balance your time?
With Spark, I don't actually have a ton of classes at school, so I tend to spend a lot of time on my business. And so it's actually not too difficult for me because the classes that I'm in, Spark is about half of the time that I set aside for schoolwork, and so I usually find time for it. A lot of my work is also just actually the physically, like, making my pieces, and so it's just something that I enjoy doing, so I usually don't have too much trouble finding time to balance those.
Great. And do you feel that you've learned better time management skills with Spark?
Yeah, I think I have. That was actually one of the biggest things that I had trouble with going into the program, because I've always wanted to start a business. And when I started the program, and I'd always been wanting to write a book, but I'd never been able to find the time. And so, especially also working with my mentors and with the other kids in the program, you learn how to organize your time so that you do the right things within time limits. I've gotten better with deadlines. And so, I think the program's definitely helped with my time management skills.
Fantastic. Now, Zara, have you had any trouble balancing work and school?
So personally, as a senior starting out with Spark, I did have some time management issues, especially with applying to colleges, scholarship applications, schoolwork, and then Spark on top of that. It was a little hard to balance at first, but then especially with my mentors, as they started setting deadlines for me, Xantha as well, like, I feel like these deadlines really helped keep me on track because I was able to plan everything ahead of time instead of I'm a really big procrastinator. So these deadlines really helped me to get everything done instead of leaving it all at last minute. So that's a huge skill that I obtained through Spark. And then also I feel like now, like, you know, second semester, so things have slowed down a bit, second semester, senior year. So I feel like things have become easier for me because all the college application stuff is, you know, way far behind me now. I'm just waiting to hear back from the schools. So I can really take that time to focus on Spark and on my business, which is why I've tried to work out this new event that we have coming up for Shoosh. And I'm able to balance schoolwork easily now.
And tell us a little bit about that event.
So on March 10th at BJC Children's Hospital, my friend Claire and I, my partner, we will be going in to make necklaces and bracelets with kids with cancer who are at the hospital. And this will be in the playroom that they have for the children. We actually originally wanted to do this back on Valentine's Day, but they had some issues, not enough staff members. But it all worked out, and we have it set for March 10th. And we're really excited to do this because I feel like these patients, they don't really get to feel the experiences that everyone else does, to leave the hospital and do events like this. So we feel that it would be nice to go into the hospital ourselves and spend some time with them, make some jewelry with them, let them keep the pieces. I just think I love making people smile. So this is just something that I've always wanted to do, give back to those in need. So just something else I'm looking forward to.
Great. And Allison, do you see events in the future for your company?
I'm not sure about events just for my company, but I'm a lot of the CHADS events, the organization that I work with, a lot of those events I'm going to be selling pieces and doing things like that, but I'm not sure about something like what Zara is doing, just because of the type of jewelry that I make would be a little bit more difficult to like do something like that. But I would love to do something like that if I could.
Fantastic. And Jennifer, does Spark have any big events coming up?
We do have several events on lots of our different strands that are coming up, but I know we have an event for the incubator specifically coming up in April. Zara, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Trivia night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on April 2nd, we have a event coming up. It will be at Sunset Hills Community Center from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. And what we'll be having at this event is live horse races, stand-up comedy, silent and live auctions, and also a portion, all the proceeds actually, will be going to benefit Spark Entrepreneurs, JA BizTown, and our sister school in Kerala, India, which we work with to help out. We will be having a Olympic-style theme, so each table will have a country. We are currently selling tables of 8 people for $200, and we're also taking donations for our live and silent auctions. If you're interested, you can contact me at 314-471-3460, or you could follow us on Twitter, the Spark account. We have Parkway Spark on Twitter. You can follow that account and contact us through that if you're interested in buying a table or making donations. So we greatly appreciate for you all to take part in our event and benefit, help our Spark Entrepreneurship Program, our sister school in Kerala, India, and JA BizTown.
Wonderful. So I like to end one of my favorite questions, books. Now, I know books are very important to learning. I'm wondering, what book would you recommend? Jennifer, let's start off.
Oh, I think the book that I am currently reading is very interesting, especially related to Spark, and that is Linchpin. It really talks about kind of the employee of the future and what that individual needs to look like and how we create value in the people that help to run and work within companies. And I feel like a lot of the idea of entrepreneurial mindset and being irreplaceable and creating that, you know, that model for yourself is really what we're trying to do with these students as they move on, graduate, and are hoping to really make an impact on the world. So,
and what does that employee look like? What is that linchpin?
You know, I think the linchpin is one that really is consistently thinking different. I think oftentimes, you know, people go into organizations or go into their work and just kind of do what they're told to do and move forward and, you know, not necessarily question, and not question in a negative manner, but just think differently about what are additional approaches. And also, you know, what does it look like to really be connected and passionate about the work? And I would say that's the other thing that we've seen in these students. They're doing the work they want to do when they want to do it, and we're able to incent them with academic credit. Prior to Spark, you know, I think we had a lot of students in our organization who were pursuing those passions or maybe developing companies, but they had to do that on their own time, and it was seemingly unrelated to their educational and academic career. And so the ability to be able to merge that, you know, what we're finding is that the skill set that these students are developing, you know, we're hearing from employers that they are going to be those linchpins of the future, and that they certainly see value in these types of students just being phenomenal future employees for them, which is exciting because it's not only us doing things for our students here in Parkway, but it's us, you know, really contributing to the greater St. Louis region and really beyond. I feel like these students will be globally competitive as they continue their learning and continue developing into young entrepreneurs.
Allison, what would you recommend for all our listeners?
So I don't read a ton of nonfiction books, so I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Any fiction that you think provides a valuable lesson that you can take into your life?
There's a book series called Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children that's really, it's first of all just a really, really interesting series, but it also kind of has an underlying well, not even underlying, a theme of like just the benefits of like being yourself, being individual, that how that it's good to be different. I think that's a good one.
Wonderful. And Zara?
So I also, like Allison, I've been growing up reading fiction and realistic fiction. So I guess a book that is pretty close to nonfiction, I would say, is Thousand Splendid Suns. It's a book by Khaled Hosseini. And this book has actually really inspired me to become like the, like a, I don't know how to say it, like a, I'm not really hugely successful, but, you know, a successful female. And I just want to promote female empowerment, because in this book, you can really see females who are, you know, put back in society and pushed down. But in the end, the main characters, Maryam and Layla, really fight through their struggles and become the females that we should all look up to fight for what's right. And so me personally, I have, before wanting to go into business, I wanted to become a doctor. But then after doing the Spark program, my mindset has totally changed. I want to go into business when I go to college. And I want to become a, I want to show the world that, you know, not all business people have to be men. You can actually have successful businesswomen. And, you know, sexism isn't really something that we should put in the way of, you know, being a successful person no matter what. So I personally, this book has inspired me to drive through any of my struggles and become the person that I aspire to be. And also the Spark program has also inspired me to start this business, be successful in it, and just show everyone that, you know, anyone can, if you're actually passionate, you can obtain your dreams and just follow through with anything you want to do.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all for coming on today.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll hear more from Spark in the future.